Hey listeners, it's Kat Kruger, your DM at D20 Dames. We recently announced that we'll be at Gen Con this year. Tickets for the games will be running sold out immediately, but there's still time to join us for a live show on Sunday, August 4th at 2 p.m. As always, it's a family-friendly affair, and you don't even need to be caught up on our episodes because we'll be returning to the Emerald Forest Adventure Con setting in a standalone game. Pick up your tickets today at bit.ly/D20DamesGenCon19. Now back to our story, though. After being run out of Waterdeep, the Dames headed to a monastery to the east where Lariah's mentor assigned her on a side quest. Breeze, a Kenku monk who only speaks in sounds, sent them to rescue a little girl from her lonely plight after her family was killed by a nine-tailed fox. Let's catch up with them as they make their return. Okay, let's start with who's at the table.
Hi, I'm Brittany Leonage. I'm playing the Lothari Barbarian Karen Bonezerker, sister of Riot Bonezerker.
Hi, I'm Maris Mullaly. I'm playing the human monk Rose Lau.
Hi, I'm Jess Ross. I am playing the Genasi Druid Loraya.
Hi, I'm Jen Vaughn, and I'm playing the winged tiefling ranger Riot Bonezerker, sister to Karen.
So you're making your way back to this unassuming temple in the forest clearing just outside of Waterdeep.
With the little girl, right?
With the little girl, yes, and the monk. Breeze is outdoors again, sort of greeting you all with a wave. And the other monk, Pakun, just wanders over to Breeze with the little girl, Acha. You can head towards the monastery, and as you do, you sort of overhear a conversation between Bakayon, who is listening intently to Breeze as they make a series of these noises, followed by a very, very long silence. But he seems to nod in understanding, as though he has worked with them for a while. And he says, "The Silent One, you say? A powerful and dangerous force, it seems. How unfortunate that the adventuring party you speak of disappeared after searching for those children. I am most grateful that the ones you sent to aid me did not meet the same fate." So this is now sort of a moment for you to regroup.
Well, that was intense. Right, it's kind of like got her hands on her knees and is just looking down at the blades of grass, like squatting, like,
Do you start making a daisy chain?
Yes, she will for Rose, because she doesn't want anyone to think she might accidentally be meditating, so we're zoning out.
Good cover.
You know, I thought the whole saving kids thing was like, I don't know, you guys kind of talking yourselves up, trying to make yourself look cool for me, but yeah, I get it. Happens to you.
Karen, did you think it was easy? Did you think it was supposed to be easier? Because no, look at us. We're a wreck. We didn't get torn up, you know, on the outside skin. We got torn up on our inside skin.
Yeah, that's the part I'm not really used to. I don't love the feeling. I kind of liked it better when my, like, stomach was slashed open from that, you know, that other encounter. But, yeah, it's not good. It's not great.
Yeah, we should talk to Lariah's friend, Breeze, because, yeah, part of your organs were blue, and I don't know if that's normal.
this will be a good place to recover a little bit. This is the house of She Who Shapes All. Ooh. And that's all I have to say about that.
Rose, do you have any experience with She Who Shapes All?
Is it like the wind? That's my most of my familiarity. If it's not an element, I don't know much.
She Who Shapes All is the goddess Shantia.
I'm not familiar with her. I'd love to hear more.
Yeah, what does she look like? Is there like a statue you can show us, like a landmark?
Probably, right?
Yeah, I would say that there's a inside the temple. There's probably a courtyard with a figurine of her.
Are we allowed to go in? I guess is also I don't want to make anybody angry.
Yes, this is my home too. Yeah, come on to the courtyard.
As you head inside, you notice that on the outside there's a garden. It's a humble garden, and there's a number of container planters that divide the area into. It's sort of like it's this maze of walkways, and the surrounding forest is alive with the sound of songbirds. You see a turtle wearing a gardening hat and apron, talking to a very, very tall humanoid dressed kind of in this. They're wearing a monk's robes, but there's this creepy hood with a mesh panel that hides their face.
Rose kind of elbows Lariah as they're walking in, passing those two figures, and ever the curious fashion person, Rose is like, so is that hood kind of standard issue here at this monastery?
No, that's just something that Buzz wears.
Oh, got it.
All right. So you head in to the courtyard and you see a figurine of Shantaya, and the entire monastery is quite humble. There's no there's not a lot of artwork on the walls. It looks like the monastery has been built at different times with different materials around the building itself.
Mm-hmm. I like it here. I'm always questionable of monasteries that are too fancy.
And Shantaya, the figurine is, it looks like a woman who is full-figured, standing with an apple in her hand and wheat at her feet.
Wow, this is, I like this. She's got a little bit of the earth. You know, it's like, we had our young wine, right, points to the wheat, and now we have our young bread. Like, this is a good visual theme for me, personally. It's healing up my kid wounds.
Are these wounds that you've had since your childhood, or?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. These are definitely...
Yeah, totally not related to...
Yeah, totally not related to being kept in a prison dungeon with my siblings by a mad wizard and forced to kill people. Totally, no.
Yeah, Shanti is all about... She's known as the Great Mother. She's all about like nurturing and growth and agriculture. So this is a good place to heal.
Awesome. Does she need like any, I don't know, we probably still have some of that hardtack left, right? Surely no gingerbread, but.
Fair point.
Yeah. Like, if Riot opens up her bag, Kat, is she going to find a suitable offering, or is it going to be like a dusty crumbs?
I think you probably have a little bit of hardtack left. And you probably would have been able to pick up some more breads and goods in Amphale and Waterdeep as well.
Oh, yeah, good point, yeah. Alright, yeah, she pulls out the cleanest piece. And kind of looks at the statue, and then looks back at it, looks at the statue, and she's like, oh, yeah, okay. Where should it go, Lariah? Like, in her hand? On her foot? In her mouth? Is it open?
Probably not that one. Mm-hmm. Probably at her feet is fine.
Okay, all right. Hey, let's all put it down together. So then it's all of our offerings? Or?
Ooh.
I don't know.
How about Rose just kind of touches your elbow and helps you move your hand forward? Because it's a tiny piece of bread. It's going to be very awkward if we're all like...
light as a feather, stiff as a boarding it.
Yes.
Karen, you want to get in on this bow action?
you have my blessing. Just go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this your temple? Temple de Karun. Okay.
I've always wanted to visit that place.
Yeah, it's a ramshackle bone prison. Like, don't. No, I'm sorry, Karen. That's mean. I'm sure it's actually probably super nice with a lot of furs and.
Oh, no. It's a bone prison.
We put down the bread.
All right.
And a door opens behind us. We didn't solve the shrine puzzle.
Second Karen comes out now.
You hear a whistle.
Lariah turns to look to see who's whistling.
It's Breeze standing there, and they bow to all of you and make eye contact specifically with Riot and Rose.
We
bow back?
Yeah, we bow back.
Bow
back.
Definitely not winking at the ground at the same time, like, okay, I'm glad I went with my gut. I mean, I watched Rose move first.
you hear another whistling noise that sounds like a whistle that has a question mark at the end of it.
Head tilt.
These are some people that I've been traveling with, Rose, Riot, and Karen. And now we're here.
We wave.
Breeze nods in acknowledgement and looks over to you, Loria, and makes the noise of someone snoring.
Yeah, Loria is pretty boring. Yeah.
Finally, someone who gets it. Yeah.
But she is so good in a fight, you wouldn't believe it. She just breaks people apart like they were wheat. Huh?
Do any of you need rest?
can that last part have just been in our heads?
That was necessarily awkward.
We were clearly joking, Lariah. You're the
best. No, I know. We haven't known each other long, but I've known you long enough to get that part of it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought there was a period after long enough. yeah, I could definitely use a stack of hay or something to lean on.
No, you don't want to sleep on the hay. Clearly they worship it.
Oh, God. Oh, no. I can't do it right. some kitten hair.
Better.
Breeze is looking very perplexed at this point.
Rose steps forward and bows again to Breeze and says, thank you so much for welcoming us into your monastery. Can you show us where we can rest ourselves and heal up?
Breeze nods and shows you to the eastern area of the monastery, and this is just a simple area of sleeping quarters. And at the very end of the hall, there are a couple bedrooms that you can share. They are they just have a bed and a writing desk and candles at each table.
Oh, and if you does anybody here need anything mended? It's been a while since I've sewn anything. I'd really like to
do you sew flesh?
Do I have to do that?
Listen, you offered, okay?
How about some nice bandages? Can you make me some bandages with scraps?
Oh, yeah. That's a much better solution.
Like, Karen's shirt is obviously just like hanging around her body, right, from the multiple fights we've been in. And,
that's true.
And the fact that you didn't want it repaired along the way. We're talking to the Kumio, like.
I think Karen just thinks she's looking cooler and cooler the more like shredded it gets. Like, yeah, she's not even considering that should be fixed.
Oh, she thinks it's like aircon. Okay, all right. Yes, Rose, I would definitely. They kind of tore through my tunic in our dance fight. So, I mean, she looked in our dance off. So. So she takes that off and hands it to her.
Just Breeze, leave it on the stool. I'll do it a little bit later once we all get settled.
Oh, you know what? I'll wash it first, too.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Nice. So, yeah, right is wearing small clothes underneath, though. So.
Breeze looks over at all of you and makes a sound like tap dancing and then tilts their head.
Yeah, there was a sort of dance fight situation. It's difficult to explain.
And we weren't vamping for time. How is it difficult?
I guess it's not. Like, that's literally just did it. Yeah. There was a dance fight.
Breeze nods and again looks over at you, Lariah, and... sort of spreads out their wings and makes the sound of footsteps and just sort of points throughout the monastery.
Yes, that would be great. Lori turns back to the group and says, get yourself settled. I'm going to go stretch my wings with Breeze. if I see Clat, I'll send her over. I think you'd like her. She makes really great tea.
Ooh, more tea?
Yes. I know how much you all love tea.
Karen, there's a chance they won't charge you here for your tea.
What?
Okay. We'll do a trade. I'll mend their clothes for the tea you drink. The tea we drink.
Amazing.
But I feel like we should limit it to one cup an hour or something. You know, like, you can't drink all the tea. You understand, Karen? I'm only saying this because I did something similar.
Breeze, when Rose, when you say that you're going to mend clothes for tea, Breeze taps their nose or beak and then points over to you. And nods, and you hear the sound of you know, somebody drinking liquid, and then the sound of like a horse.
Yes, she does. And but so do I. We have very good manners.
What?
Breeze shakes their head, and then does the horse sound again with like hooves.
Oh, I thought he meant drink like, or they meant drink like a horse.
I think maybe they meant trade, like work for your tea. Mm-hmm.
Breeze nods.
Rose work is going horse, to mend work things. Yeah, Rose will like mend things, and that will be her payment for the food and board.
No, yep, it's drink like a fish, not drink like a horse. Who knows?
Breeze also points again, sort of out to the outdoors, and makes the noise of someone crunching into a food, like an apple or a carrot, and also the sound of bees, and the sound of more drinking.
Rose just instinctively like waves her hand past her ear, like, you know, when you've got like a fly or a bee kind of buzzing your head.
They're referring to Buzz, the person that you saw when we walked in. Buzz is the mead brewer,
and apiarist. So, yeah, she would be the person to speak with if you'd like something stronger than tea.
Yeah, and then Breeze also makes more food noises as well, crunching and eating noises.
Now it's just bordering on taunting.
Yeah, there's food available if you're all hungry. You don't, you're not like confined to your rooms or anything.
Thank you so much.
Wander around the monastery and get some food and drink.
I don't mind being confined and like listening to this reverse mime show at all. That's great.
With that, Breeze will turn away and sort of take a wing around Loria without touching her and head over outside.
Oh, before we go, Breeze, and Loria turns back to Riot and say, can I borrow that book that you bought about the Sistran Circle?
Yes. Riot opens up her bag and pulls out one of her many books and over to her.
Thanks. I'll be back in a little bit.
I have to write you a slip really fast. And she looks in her bag for paper.
Oh, there's also a library here. If you want to go check that out and see what you can find.
Don't distract me, okay?
you're right, my bad.
Yeah. She finds like a little piece of paper and just kind of like puts a dirty thumbprint on it. And here's your receipt. It's due back in 2 weeks.
Well, I'll bring it back at the end of the day, probably.
I said, take it and good day.
And Loria takes a book and follows Breeze out.
Yeah, we're gonna go back to our room.
Yeah, you have
Riot's
to figure out
wash her shirt.
It's two per room, so you can decide how you're gonna split that up. And okay, Loria, so Breeze walks with you down the corridor, but lets you take them wherever you want.
There's probably a sort of like private-ish rock garden where Loria spends her time when she's here.
Yeah.
And she'll lead Breeze that way for the relative privacy. So Breeze, this might sound weird. We recently were reading some tea leaves and there were some things I saw that were concerning to me. And when we got here, you sent us away on, you know, to help Bacayin right away, which is good. It seems like that means you're probably fine. But I just wanted to make sure that you're okay, that there's nothing, you know, you're okay, right?
Breeze smiles and nods. Yes.
Okay, good. Glad that I was worried for nothing. Listen, in these tea leaves, I saw a bird in a cage, and I was just worried that something was going to happen to you.
Breeze considers it for a moment, and they look down at the rocks and pull out a little bit of greenery that's growing there.
Okay. Good. I'm glad that you're okay.
They start to draw, or I guess form a picture in the sand or the rocks. And one is just a little silhouette of a bird. And then one is, it sort of looks like a rose. And then one has horns. And one looks like a wolf.
Riot and Karen?
Breeze nods.
Oh, what about them?
Breeze makes the sound of the tea again.
Yes, they do like tea a lot. Is that what you're asking?
Breeze shakes their head. they make the sound of pages turning.
Oh, are you wondering about the book?
They're going to make a miming gesture of a cup turning over in their hand.
Oh, what did they get in their tea leaves?
Breeze nods.
Well, there were a couple things. There was the bird in the cage. There was a sailboat, clouds, and the silhouette of two people.
Breeze nods and points into the monastery, and then makes the sound of pages turning again.
Oh, the library?
Breeze nods.
Yeah, I probably should go look up what those things mean in the library. That is a good idea. I just got so worried because I was already thinking about coming here, and then the tea leaves, you know, showed the bird and all of the different things, even though they weren't my tea leaves, were adding up to, they corresponded to things that I was doing or thinking about, and it just really unsettled me.
Breeze nods, but also sort of gestures to wipe their brow and smiles.
Yes, I'm definitely relieved now that I'm here and seeing you. Listen, I haven't had a chance to look at it yet, but the people you saw me with, they found this book. And she holds up the Sistrum Circle book and flips it open to the section on Zyola and says, I've been researching Zyola basically my entire life. I've asked you so many questions about her, and you've never told me about anything called Sistrum Circle. Have you heard of it? Do you know about it?
Breeze takes in the book and looks over at you and makes the sound of swords clashing.
It happened. She joined it, or she was part of it before she fought the attackers away from the monastery? Or it was part of the attack on the monastery?
Breeze nods.
Okay. I guess I should actually read this and figure out what I can. Would you mind if I just skimmed through this really quickly and then asked you more questions?
Breeze gestures for you to go ahead.
Okay, Lori is gonna read the, just like skim through Zyla sections and see what she can find.
All right. If you're just going to skim through, I'm going to get you to roll a d20 and see how much information you can glean.
Oh, no. Not very much.
Use your wisdom modifier.
Nine. Okay. Let's see. 11.
Okay. Yeah, you're able to pull a passage out. You know that if you spent more time, you would be able to get more entries out. But you do notice that as you're flipping through, the language is super flowery. It's written by the Tabaxi bard that was part of the party named Nightfall. And Nightfall was part of the College of Glamour. And the language is just sometimes over the top for you. And one of the entries says, "Lo, our tiefling monk hath vanished. Verily we have searched the grounds, the forest, and the surrounds to no avail. Woe be upon us."
Interesting. So she really did just vanish. Okay. I'm gonna spend more time with this book, and we'll talk about that as well. But I do also want to talk with you about my friends.
Breeze nods.
There's been some stuff going on with them, and it's their story to tell, not mine, so I won't get into everything, but there are definitely parts of it that I'm worried about and could really use your advice.
Breeze makes the sound of tap dancing again and sort of smiles over at you.
Yeah, the dance fight was certainly interesting. I met them because I was on a quest for the guild, and I don't even know where to start. They have a trance sapling friend who they think was kidnapped by the Raven Queen, and now they want to travel to her realm to get their friend back. And that seems like maybe not the best idea.
Breeze nods and makes the sound of just like a flock of or a murder of crows, like cawing, and it's a loud cacophony that sort of disturbs this quiet area, and even the birds surrounding sort of take flight.
Yeah, terrifying, right?
Breeze nods.
So I want to help them. I know that this isn't my job. I could be doing more for the guild right now, but they're good people and I want to help them, but I also don't know how to help them.
Breeze points to you and then taps at their heart, and then makes a gesture to show like a big big circle around the heart, and then points at you.
Heart transplant. No. working together.
they point at you and make a heart shape around their heart, but makes it a really big heart.
My heart has grown 3 sizes.
Breeze
Christmas
shrugs.
For everyone.
Sorry. Breeze shrugs and again sort of points inside and makes the sound of the book again, the pages turning, and then pauses and makes the sound of like a flint and then a flame.
Okay, so I need to read more on it, and something about sparking a fire, sparking an idea, maybe?
Breeze nods, and I think all of the monks in the monastery probably have a distinct name that Breeze, like a sound associated with each monk. Mm-hmm. And there's one monk that you don't often see, and they make the sound for that monk. And that's a monk that is the librarian.
Okay. Yeah, I can go to the library and speak with the librarian. It's definitely been a while since I've been there. There's a lot going around in my head right now about Zoyola and my friends, but one last thing I wanted to talk with you about before I dive into this research. I've been having these dreams lately, memories sometimes, about my childhood and my mother, and all this talk about going to the Raven Queen's realm has rekindled my interest in trying to find her, I think.
Breeze nods and makes the sound of a baby crying and a woman's voice hushing.
Yeah. It's just, I'm not sure why these dreams have been so disturbing, but it's been sort of unsettling, and I haven't talked to anyone about it yet, and I wanted to just share that, I guess.
Breeze again nods and makes the sound of a door opening.
Like opening, okay, opening a new door into my memories, into a new journey.
Bree smiles.
Your advice is always so confusing, but it's also so comforting. I've really missed you, Breeze.
Breeze just gives a little laugh that doesn't belong to them. It's just a mimicked laugh.
Okay, I want to read more from this book and learn what I can about Zayla. Because that's something that I can do right in this moment. So I'm going to work on that. But thank you, as always, for everything. Just being near you always makes me feel better.
Breeze makes the sound of a pigeon cooing. Then Breeze will get up and bow and then wander off.
Lorai is gonna stay seated in the rock garden and read through the rest of the sections on Zayla.
Riot and Karen, what are you doing?
Riot wanted to take a Trina out to the woods, or you know, to the edge of the forest, and let her get some fresh air.
I think before that, can Karen and Riot have like a little bunk bed moment?
An H to H? Yeah, let's do it. Aww.
Just like a summer camp settling into our, our rooms. I'm realizing like we meant to check into like several different places to sleep in Waterdeep, and we just like never got to do it.
Yeah,
so like I feel like we actually haven't like stayed anywhere yet. Like we've been like
besides the rat's nest.
Yes, exactly. That was like the nicest and only place so far. So I think just like Karen just like flops down on one of the beds or the sleeping pads or whatever is there.
Hey, you didn't even call that bed. You think you just take the bed?
No, this is me calling the bed. You know, it's like, and she's just like starfishing completely.
I mean, there's, maybe I still want it though, you know? Like, what if I do this? And then Riot jumps and lands on top of Karen. How about this? Wallowing around.
We can settle this with a dance off if you really want. I got my practice in.
I don't know. I'm pretty tired.
Oh, I see. Scared. Okay.
Oh, not even a little. You wouldn't believe the moves that I can do now, okay? Like.
Oh, yeah. Big city girl, huh? Dance moves.
I mean, you were in the city too, so I mean.
let's talk about that quickly. Waterdeep is terrible. Did you know that going in, or was this like a, let's surprise Karen with how terrible Waterdeep's gonna be?
It's fine. We were going for information, so that we did not get on Bud, but there's a library here, so I feel like we could find something there. And then we go to Daggerford.
Yeah, here's an alternate plan. We go to Daggerford, like without all the other stuff in between. I don't understand why you need a library for. There's the things we need to know are not in books.
That's not even a little true. Like that's the few books we had were our friends, Karen.
Okay, for like funsies and like sanity, but if we're trying to find our siblings, I Daggerford is where we need to go. It's where it all happened. It's where. You have to trust me on this. We need to get there. This has been fun. I've had fun dancing and drinking tea and drinking more tea. You know, like that's been real fun. But remember when I got like stabbed repeatedly in the stomach by that orc? You remember that?
Oh, look
when
I at almost me. Died? My name's Karen. I was the only person who got stabbed in that fight. I got stabbed twice too. Check out this. And she throws her calf up right next to Garen's face. Check out this!
Okay, we're trading scars now? Check out this!
Ooh, that's a good one. Is that?
Yeah.
That looks like a signature.
It also might be infected. I'm worried about that.
Well, okay. So. Yes. Yes. We will go to Daggerford, but I think we need a day to clean out infection, get some sleep, eat some food, and, you know, the mental stuff that we don't like to talk about.
I need your word that we're going to Daggerford next. Not any pit stops, no more finding children. I don't even care if we find, like, the coolest tea joint in the whole land. Like, I don't care. I want to walk right by it. I want to take you to Daggerford.
Well, I want to go to Daggerford. You don't have to take me there. I mean, I'll be
seems like I might have to drag you pretty soon. I don't know. You're not giving me many options.
Why are you dragging me? I'm going there on my own accord. I am just preparing.
Preparing, stalling, procrastinating. I don't know. Whatever you want to call it, Riot.
Listen. I found you, okay?
Oh, you think that's how that happened?
I was walking. You stepped out of the shadows. You said my name first. That doesn't mean you found me. That means the light was on your side.
That's not how finding works.
All I know is I traveled hundreds of miles. Yes, I have wings, so I have an advantage. I traveled really far, so the fact that we are getting closer is good, even if it is a little more, it's more slow than either of us would like. You know when you go into like a big old fight, sometimes it helps to have like a strong team with you. And I don't mean like mercenaries that you just hired, because we saw a lot of that in the dungeon, you know?
The wizard and the berserker. Those people were terrible, frankly. Like, those are the easiest to pick off.
Because they didn't have a bond. And I'm not saying, like, we're hiring Lariah or Rose, you know, to go in and fight our battles for us or even with us. But if they go with us, it's going to be better if we've had a little bit of time to, like, get everything ready and also just, you know, bond with them a little bit, know their fighting styles.
Yeah, it seems like their fighting style is like running, hiding, dancing, you know, so that's not gonna sell me, all right? I do think that these new friends of yours, they're loyal. They'll wanna help you out. You've been helping them this whole time. It's your turn. Yes, you found me, or I found you, but we have more to find.
Yeah, we have two more. Did you forget?
Yeah, I was just keeping it open-ended in case you wanted to add anyone to our list, okay?
Oh, I mean Bud, too, honestly. So, but that's... I feel like, you know, yeah, it is my turn.
Please don't get me started with the tree, friend. I can't.
Again, I don't... Trees provide us with, like, a lot of good stuff. Oxygen. Oh, I read that in a book I found on a dead horticulturist that tried to kill us. So, it was a very easy book. I feel like he might have been giving it to his kid. Everything was like, it was like four words a page. It was a
children's book is what you're saying. You read a children's book and it told you trees were good. Okay.
Yeah, but it was a science children's book.
Okay. Yeah. This is really good. I can't wait to read all the citing you have for your research. It's going to be just really fascinating. Listen, I have nothing against trees. You know I love trees. I'm a big tree fan. I just, mm-hmm. you know, I
you don't like you don't like ones that have a mind or mouth of their own?
Well, frankly, yeah, that is a little frightening. I'll be honest. No, I have plenty of tree friends with minds. I just don't know this one.
Oh, you got plenty of tree friends. Okay, all right.
Oh, my gosh. Don't make me get out my Lathari yearbook. You
Wait, what? You have a yearbook?
No, it's more of like a mind palace yearbook, but I can draw on the dirt. Okay. Listen, I lost a lot of things in that tower. Stop reminding me of my yearbook loss.
Oh no, am I ripping up one of those inside skin holes.
My heart. No.
All right. Here. Hold out your hand. Spit at it. Yeah. Oh, man.
You just always on my chin. Spit in my hand.
All right. We're going to shake on it. I've seen people do this. It looks disgusting.
It's already disgusting. It gets worse. I don't understand.
Yeah, we put our hands together with our combined spit.
For why? For what is this?
I don't know. Now you've got some of my bodily humors, and now you can. It's just like a double handshake. You know? Are you just gonna do a double handshake?
Yeah. Let's just do our handshake, like our cool one that involves like spinning around and tapping our.
Our sister handshake. Okay.
But can I just be clear? We're going to Daggerford. Yeah.
We're going to Daggerford. Yes.
Not eventually, but like we're going soon now.
We're going next.
Okay.
Whatever next means here. No, we're going. We're gonna get some sleep.
Which season are we going to Daggerford?
I don't know. What season is it now? Is it is it spring? Someone call that two. Yeah.
We're going in fall 3. Great. Okay.
All right. Let's do our shake.
All right. Okay.
If you'd like to learn more about The Silent One mentioned in this episode, you should head over to D20 Dame's sponsor, Dark Dice. A world of dungeons. A world of dragons. Sound familiar? This immersive horror podcast is anything but familiar or comforting. Dark Dice follows flawed adventurers and a shape-shifting monster killing people in the woods to the tune of an ominous hurdy-gurdy. The team behind the Dark Dice podcast is also behind popular podcasts like Liberty, Vast Horizon, and my personal favorite, The White Vault. They will soon be taking over your gaming table with new book Domain of the Nameless God, a 5th edition adventure. Dark Dice is available wherever podcasts are free, and we encourage you to put on your headphones, pull your embroidered cloak around your shoulders against the cold, and roll these dark dice to see what fate awaits you.
Hey everyone, it's Kat again. Did you know we have an ongoing giveaway? In fact, we've got an amazing prize pack that includes D20 crit or fail coins and a pin from campaign coins, plus a Queen's Treasure dice set and pencil dice from Norse Foundry. The recipient of this awesome D&D prize will be chosen when we reach 50 reviews on Apple Podcasts. To enter, simply follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, and or Facebook. Each additional follow is another entry. So if you follow us on all 4 platforms, you get 4 entries. The winner will be drawn when we reach 50 reviews on Apple Podcasts. Good luck, and thanks for playing along. More reviews help new listeners discover us and go a long way in supporting the work that we do. And we appreciate every kind word. Like from Al Stover, who says, I've been listening to D20 Dames for the last year, and it's one of my favorite D&D storytelling podcasts. The players bring their characters to life, and Kat is such a great DM. It's a great podcast to introduce new D&D players, especially the little ones. Props to a year, and here's to many more. Thanks, Al. Anyway, that's it for now. Until next time, misadventure awaits.